Okay, Wednesday night, Mishnah Berurah Shir, Kuf Mem, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siv Gimel. What? Yeah, it's going. Thank you very much, thank you. V'ho'ola Likras B'Torah, someone got Maliyah, the Heru Lo Mokom Shetzorach Likros, this happens, not commonly, but it's not so rare. Someone gets an aliyah and they show him the place and it's the wrong place. The Heru Lo Mokom Shetzorach Likros, they showed him the place. Uberech Al HaTorah, he made the bracha. The Hischa Likros, and he starts reading, Lo Hischa, or he didn't start. But he made the bracha already. That's the problem. The Hiskiru, and they said, uh-oh, Shepar Shacheres Sarach Likros. Now, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, so there's a big question whether you have to make another bracha or not. But we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah that most of the cases that occur, 98% of the cases that occur, are not what the Mechaber is talking about. Most of the cases that occur, they know what they're supposed to lane. And they just made a mistake where the Sefer Torah was off to. So they showed him a place, let's say it says, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Lamar, and then they realize it's the wrong place. But they know what they're supposed to lane. If you look carefully at the Lashon HaMechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah points this out later. I'm pointing it out now because it's the Lashon HaMechaber that's very meduyat, that implies indeed that, again, 98% of the cases that occur are not what the Mechaber is talking about. The Mechaber is talking about that they made a mistake what they're supposed to lane. The Hizkiru, they then realize Sheparsha Acheres Sorech Likros, that they're supposed to be reading something else. They made a mistake what they're supposed to be reading. The Golal Sefer Torah L'mokom Shesorech Likros Bo. Right? So Yesh Omrim She'ena Tzorech Lachzor L'Vorech, that he does not have to make a new bracha, B'Yesh Omrim She'tzorech, that he does. This has to do with Hilchos Brachas. Right? If someone has an apple on his hand and he makes a Bor Priyot, and before he eats it, the apple rolls away and gets lost. And then he takes another apple. So he has to make a new bracha because he was focused on this apple and the bracha was never chal. He didn't take a bite out of it or not. So here, it's sort of the same thing. So therefore, Yesh Omrim She'ena Tzorech Lachzor L'Borech, because he has in mind the whole Torah. You know, he's not specific to what he's supposed to lane today. He's making a bracha over the Torah, you know, wherever it is he's supposed to lane. You know, he has the whole Torah in mind. But the Yesh Omrim She'tzorech. But something that's not the case, and he really made a bracha about Torah, and inadvertently, and he has to make a new bracha. And that's how we paskin. It's just that there's some qualifications, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, Kot Mches. Yesh Omrim She'ena Tzorech. Taimo. The reason is, the Mistoma Dati Al Kol HaParshiyos HaTorah HaMenachos Bufano. You know, maybe it's not a conscious thought, but, you know, the Torah. He's making a bracha over the Torah. We're going to read in the Torah. The Yesh Omrim She'tzorech, Siv Katan Tes. Levorech, Kishakorius, Aparsha, Horuya Likros. The Taimo, his reasoning is, the Bavadei Loinus Kabe Bebrachos, so let's not kid ourselves. Certainly he did not intend with his bracha, Rakal Aparsha, Sheher, Moin Mikaitim, the Parsha that they showed him before. Vakei Tzorech, Levorech, Mechodesh, Aparsha, Zuh. So now it turned out that the Parsha they showed him was wrong, so it's like making a bracha on an apple, and the apple rolled away and got lost. Bekosvu Achroinim, Denoigin Lamaisa, Kay Yesh Omrim Hazeh. The Lamaisa, we go with the second Yesh Omrim. When the Mechaber says Yesh Omrim V'Yesh Omrim, we usually do go with the second. And now the Mishnah Berurah says, Ve'inaf Gemina Be'inam Amochem Sharoloi B'tchilo Hoya Parsha Acheres L'Gamri. It was in a different Sedra, what we call it. Ayafilu Ba'osa Seder El Shetzorech Ligwa Mimochem Rishon L'Mochem Zeh. He just has to roll to get to the right place. But it's in the same Parsha. So you could say, you could have a Havamina to say, well, okay, he didn't have in mind to read from the whole Torah, but he did have in mind to read, you know, anything in this Sedra. We don't say that. The Chol Zeh Tzorech Lachzor L'Vorech. Because we're going to see in a moment, that whatever was opened when the Sefer Torah was like open, and then he maybe closed it to make a bracha, or maybe he left it open, depending on the minig, as we learned before. So whatever was exposed, whatever words were exposed, whatever sukkim were exposed, when he had the Sefer Torah open, and he looked in to see what he's making a bracha over, so anything that's exposed in the whole column, the next column, if there's three columns exposed, so anything, if that's the proper place of laming, he does not make a new bracha. That's what we're going to see. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo ho yodaita bebrachoso al kol ma she'ena megula lefonav. Whatever's not exposed in front of him, whatever's not revealed, so he does not make a bracha over. So then he has to make a new bracha when he ultimately reads it, when he gets to the right place. Chayyodah mushari achronim. So what did he say? He said here a chumra and a kula. He said here a chumra that it doesn't matter if it's in the same sedra that they'll be laning. If it's not exposed, he has to make a new bracha. And he was mechadish of the inyan that even according to the Yesh Omrim, that you have to make a new bracha, it's not if what he looked at when he made the bracha was open and exposed to him. For some reason we say that anything that's open, he implicitly had in mind that the bracha should be on that also.
Could a person go up
having fruit on the table? What?
Could a person go up and think I'm having dash like on the whole table of Torah, so if a guy makes a mistake, I'm okay?
It would probably be butla daita ezel kolodo. Now, if you have in mind your aliyah, I think this is I think is a tremendous chiddush, because you don't really have in mind the whole omel. You don't have anything conscious in mind really. So I think it's like the equivalent by fruit. No, you have in mind what he's showing you. That's what.
Yeah, that's why you do the kissing thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's like fruit. It's like when you have fruit on the table and you make a bracha on one apple. So there's an implied the burp. You don't. Right, it automatically covers everything, even what's in the refrigerator, anything you might possibly be served at the same bracha. We say you have like an expansive frame of mind, and you're willing for the bracha to cover whatever it could possibly cover. So here, it covers whatever's uncovered, whatever's open when you make the bracha. Listen, you can argue it should be the whole Torah, you can argue it should be the whole Sedra. There are shittas. What do you think the Yesh Omrim and the Shulchan Aruch that holds you don't have to make a new bracha holds? He holds, he has in mind the whole Torah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, now he's going to say, the Hamekel, if someone wants to be Mekel, that he shouldn't make a bracha if it's in the same Sedra as what he was originally shown. But Imoyah Hamokam Sheroloi Boisa Seder Shul Shvua Zu. Even if you have to roll the Sefer Torah, Mimokom Lomokom, Ein Moichem Biyodo, Diyeshlo Al Milismoch. He can be so Mechandoshitos that that's enough. If where they showed him is in the same ballpark as where the right thing to do is, or maybe, right, then he made a bracha on the wrong place, but now he's reading and he had it in mind. The Imparsha Zuha Ruyel Olikos Ayagamti Megulu Lefona Beish Herulo Yamokom Arishon. If it was open, that's what we just said. Before the Mishnah Berurah only implied it. Now he's saying it to Farish. If the parsha that he should be reading was open when they showed him the first place, this place was also open. It was exposed to this place too. But the Hiskimu Ataz, the Shari Ephraim, the Ainat Zorch Lachzu Lavorech, the Daitai Al Kolma Shahoyim Magul, Al Kolma Shemagul Lefonav. Wasn't just the word that he kissed. It was anything that's open to him. He has a mind to lay. Vafilu im hamokom sheraloi mitchila hoyu miseder shavua shavar. Even if it was in last week's sedra, imamish yeah blew it. But kibin shegam miseder shel shavua zu megula lefonav. Darte el komasha megula. That's we have to accept that. I mean, we accept it. That's all. It's like saying dias shalodo on all the payers in the house. Dias of a person on all the payers in the city. Dias payers on all the city. Except that that's how Chazal understood that he is ready for anything that would be covered by his bracha. What I never understood is the next sentence. I never understood this 30 years, 40 years. The aim l'chalek b'nei m'parsha haruya ha'yabomad zeh ha'yabomad ha'sheni. It doesn't even matter. Oh, no, not this one, the next one. Even if it's in the second column. As long as it was open to it, when you hold the Sefer Torah open, it was open to it. The Mestamidat El Komash Apsuach Lefanav. Now this is what I understand. Gam Ein Chilik Bein Hamakom Sherelor HaYolamala, meaning before, afterwards, or Sheru Loi Lamato, the Amokam Aroi Likos Soyo Lamala, Bukholin Yen Tzorch Lachsul Lavorech, Kimen Shein Tzorch Liglo. This I have never understood. Why we should say, what?
We already knew this.
Why?
Because it's open.
Yeah, but if, you know, even if it's, if they showed them the place and you're really supposed to be reading before, there's no way. I don't see how you can interpret the guy's even subconscious mind to read before what he was shown.
Yeah, after you let it go.
After you'll get there eventually. There are achronim that make my point. I'm not like machadish, a new type of svara. Like, it's not such a deep point. The point of why I never. But the Mishavura Nemzadon, there are achronim. If you look in the Shar HaTzion, Yud Gimel. Hamabit v'shariyef. No, Yud Beis. I'm sorry. Wait. No, that's the second Amud Yud Gimel. No, that's really a different point. Okay, there are chokim in it. I know, but Ma'aseh Mishmur doesn't even bother bringing them down. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Even if it's before,
it's
so weird. That's so weird. Even if it's before, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but
no,
they showed him here, so he assumed they lay there. Like, how do you interpret the guy's das that he has in mind to lay in what came before?
Could it be?
Let's ask Shmuel Katz. He doesn't like when I call him Reb Shmuel Katz. When the Sefer Torah is open and the guy was shown the wrong place and he makes a bracha, so the din is Mishavura Paskins that as long as the Sefer Torah was open and you saw the right place, you don't have to make a new bracha. And the Mishavura says that's even if the right place is before where they showed him. I think that for 30 years that halacha has been a pella to me. 40 years. How do you interpret that he had in mind even what's before?
Whatever was open.
But he thinks they landed it already.
And some of the brachas on
why before? Like, why in the world? Like, how to interpret his das? We're not talking about a conscious das anyway. We're talking about the type of das we say, like when a person makes a bar priyat and there's all the fruit on the table or even in the refrigerator. You know, he's ready for anything. But like before, can't fathom it. I mean, I'm laughing, but. That means there's a Havana here that I'm not tapping into. That means there's a way of understanding it that I'm not really being toe-faced. And I don't know what that is. I'm missing something.
Let's say a person was making a bracha on an apple.
Yeah.
And on the table was an orange in front of him.
Yeah.
And the apple fell down. So he takes the orange. Could he eat the orange?
That's a big shame. If it's an implied or if it's beferish, he had a mind. The difference if it's implied or he beferish had it in mind.
But he's from stump.
He has to, yeah.
You have to take another bracha.
If it's only the implication of this fruit on the table, if it's only that level of covered by the bracha, then he has to. There's primary bracha and there's like secondary. So if he didn't have in mind the orange, it's only covered by this general, like, whatever works. When you look aggravated.
Until my interview a couple nights ago, I would have never had a chava meal. Like, I was the guy that you said before. There's no das. Until you learn this.
Yeah, so that can handle it. Saying he hasn't das, whatever the Sefer Torah is open to, you accept that. Yeah, so you accept that just like saying he hasn't das anything that's in the house that's a Bar Priyayitz. Yeah, like, oh, the whole Torah. I'm here to read the Torah.
I'm like the first
guy. I'm here to read the Torah. Yeah, I mean, and a Hanabi. No, you don't understand. I don't understand if the true places before, even according to the Yesh Omer, that you don't have to make a new bracha. Even according to the first sheet in the Mechaber, that Yesh Omer, She'enot Tzorach Lachzor Levarei.
I'm here for Kriyas HaTorah. Read what you want. I don't even know where I am.
Okay. So that would explain the Yesh Olam.
Okay,
let's go find in the Mishnah Berurah.
The Vayesh is only someone who came to Mishnah Berurah here and really understands that you're supposed to have Kavana for this. What's going on?
There's two major opinions here.
Yeah.
And this is an issue of Bracha, which is the Rabbanan, right? So why is the Mishnah Berurah possibly in the Chumrah?
Because not always, because it's not a Suffolk. The Mishnah Berurah is Machriya. There's the Hachra and the Halacha.
He's passing
like the second sheep. I don't know what you call the chumrah with brachas. It's hard to call something the chumrah. He's passing. You should make another bracha. Some people might call that lakula. You could make another bracha. He's passing. You should make another bracha. What?
What's the
right
now? Is there a possibility? It's a possibility. And I'll go back to that place afterwards. He's corrected. You get the new Aliyah now. First time that gets caught up, they said, by the way, the Gabbai tells us, well, Corey made a mistake in the reading. He's going to go back and he's studying again a couple of psukim before he made a mistake. It's going to happen sometime.
Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about that.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about they showed him the wrong place. We're talking about that if he made a mistake that we learned a few days ago, last week. Okay, let's go back. Let's finish up here. Elishim, Herilah, Lamata, Bamakam Roy, Lamata, Bukhacha, Lamakam Roy. You see, even Mishnah Berurah says, if you're doing that, Tov, if you could, it's Tov. It's preferable when you go back and read from the right place, which is before the place you were shown, so it would be a good idea to read at least until and including the place you were shown. In other words, let the place you were shown be included in the bracha that you actually made. Since you explicitly had in mind that pasuk, so you go back, you start before, but it would be a good idea to include the bracha that you explicitly had in mind to include it in your laning. Tov sheyikra ramokam sherelo b'tchila v'idei the pasukim lahalon, meaning probably another two pasukim after that. Okay, let's see the bir halacha. That's all we're going to have time for today. If that. The Hischel Likros, right? Obirach al Torah. The first Bir Halacha. If he said just Baruch Atah Hashem and he realized it was the wrong place, Imu Makom Karov She'ein Sarach Hetzer Gadol Ad Sheyigla LaMakom Aroi. Right, they can quickly flip the, go quickly. Going to Omanas Samach Loi Lefon Abali Achrov. So they should show him the right place, and he should continue Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You hear? He could pause. It's like pausing in the middle of the bracha, and then he's continuing with the bracha, seeing the right place. Aval and Torah Ligrol Valdi Deshus Hagalila Yiyeh Hefsek Nikor Bein Askoras Hashem Bein Abracha. Then he should say Landeni Chukecha. So it shouldn't be Askoras Hashem Shemayim Vatola, and they should continue rolling to the place where he's supposed to lane, and he should make a new bracha. Well, now for sure he has to make a new bracha. He didn't make any bracha yet, so he has to make the bracha. Dim Kvaroma Alokeinu Melech HaOlam. If he remembered, if they realized that he was shown the wrong place, after they say Alokeinu Melech HaOlam, the Bir Halacha says you should quickly go to the right place, and he'll continue the bracha and complete it over the right place. This is probably has to do with what we learned yesterday, and it's a rule in Hilchos Brachos, Hakol Holich Acher HaChasima. And there's a Chasima in Birchas HaTorah, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. So I suspect it has to do with that rule of Hakol Holich Acher HaChasima. So again, according to the Bir Halacha, you were shown a place from the Sefer Torah, and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And then they chap that you were shown the wrong place, and it's right, and you have to roll a little. Roll and then continue the bracha. Shabbocha bonu mikolo amim. That's what the Bir Halacha pasuk to do. It's nishkeferlich, even if it takes you a shtik site. Shtika is not really a hefsik, and better than to create a bracha lebatala. Stop in the middle of the bracha. Why is it good? Why is it good? So I'm sure it's because he doesn't mention it, but he's using the rule of al kol hil chacharachasima. And the chasima is with the awareness of the right place of laning. Okay, we'll stop here.